This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Climate change is an economic story, example number 6,347. Coming up for you, the National Bureau of Economic Research has a report out today about housing and a warming planet. Specifically, what's happening in the financial sector as more and bigger hurricanes and more and deeper flooding hit coastal areas. Homes are damaged, their value is affected, and the mortgages on those homes are as well. The report says banks have been offloading more of those mortgages to the federal government, leaving taxpayers potentially on the hook. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
If a natural disaster strikes, a lot of homeowners will have no choice but to default, with the repair costs, the debt, and plummeting home values. Matthew Kahn at Johns Hopkins University is one of the authors of the report.
If you default, that imposes risk on whoever was holding the right to receive mortgage payments from you.
Banks and other lenders receive those payments initially, but banks often sell their mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are government-backed. Kahn looked at 15 hurricanes over the past couple decades, and he noticed that after the hurricanes,
we see patterns of banks systematically selling more of these loans to these entities.
He says one big issue facing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they don't charge more to buy mortgages from banks when there's climate risk. That makes it easy for banks to get rid of loans they see as risky. Jeff Slugelmelch is the deputy director of Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness.
A lot of these programs don't take, and in some cases are not allowed to take, climate change into account.
Still, buying up loans is standard practice for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other government-backed mortgage giants, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
These are mortgage lenders and securitizers, not meteorologists.
She says Fannie and Freddie rely on the National Flood Insurance Program to make sure their assets are protected. The report said federal flood insurance policies have declined ever since 2006, leaving more homes without flood insurance. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.